Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show. Sponsored by ESB. Working towards a brighter energy future. ESB.ie.
Now, Sharon Levine is a retired teacher from Louisiana, yet through organisation and sheer force of will, she managed to prevent a multi-billion dollar plastics manufacturing plant from being constructed in her home state. She's just one of the winners of the Goldman Environmental Prize, which is awarded to grassroots climate activists across the globe. Now, to hear more about some of these recipients, we're joined by Professor Brianna Gallagher, Director of MARAI, the SFI Research Centre for Energy, Climate and the Marine. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Pat.
So, I hadn't heard of these awards, but they're clearly prestigious and they're given to ordinary people, not governments or corporations.
Yes, that's what's interesting about these ones. They focus on honouring grassroots environmental heroes, and it's from across the world's six inhabited continents. So it's a broad geographic spread as well. And this prize is designed to recognise individuals for sustained and significant efforts to protect and enhance the natural environment, and often at great personal risk. That's another dimension to these. And by recognising these leaders, the prize seeks to inspire other ordinary people to take extraordinary actions to protect the national world. Now, this has happened. It was set up by Richard and Rhoda Goldman, so hence the name Goldman Environmental Prize in 1990. And I've just selected just a small half of the 2021 winners who focus on environmental issues that are, I think, particularly newsworthy. So Sharon Levine, as you mentioned, I mean, she's a retired special education teacher from Louisiana, and she led this campaign to block the construction of a plastics plant. It would have generated about 450,000 kilograms of liquid hazardous waste every year in St. James's Parish, which is where she's from. And it's a majority black community, which is already has heavy industry and exorbitant cancer rates. So it was a very significant achievement to mount the opposition and to be successful. So the company withdrew its land use application in light of the opposition. Mm-hmm. And Sharon herself said, I didn't realize I'd become an activist. I was just concerned. I was just a concerned citizen trying to save lives. So a very humble as well as important person. The second one comes from Japan, Kamiko Hirata. She led a grassroots campaign to successfully cancel 13 planned coal power plants. These would have collectively had the capacity to generate 7 gigawatts of electricity in Japan. And after the Fukushima nuclear disaster in 2011, Japan had to rethink its electricity policy, and one of the options was to embrace coal as an energy source. And Japan is the fifth largest carbon emitter in the world, so this is important in terms of climate change, and it's the third largest importer of coal, and the only G7 nation with a significant pipeline of new coal power plants. So against that kind of political impetus in favour of coal, it was a very significant initiative by Kamiko to achieve this blockage. And what she saved, effectively, what she blocked, would have released more than 1.6 billion tonnes of carbon dioxide over their lifetimes. So very significant. The third one then is from South and Central Asia. Again, a different project. In this case, Liz Chure and her partners, they persuaded the Peruvian government to create a national park, Yagas National Park. Now, this is comparable to the size of Yellowstone National Park, and it protects more than 2 million trees of the Amazon forest. So again, a significant positive contribution to climate. And in addition, it will help conserve the country's biodiversity. So as you say, it's very significant to have this prize that actually celebrates the success of the grassroots activists.
Of grassroots, ordinary people who do extraordinary things. Now, Brian, also this week, the 10th International Engineering Education for Sustainable Development Conference is happening in University College Cork. What are they aiming to do?
Well, this is a two-yearly conference, and it attracts engineering educators and academics from all over the world with an interest in embedding sustainability in the curriculum. So it poses questions around, are the engineers that we're producing in our universities, are they fit for purpose in terms of addressing the challenges of the 21st century? And the themes this year focuses on changes to ensure that both the design and built environment applications of engineering explicitly cohere with the social and societal domains, with the common aim of societal and environmental flourishing. So as you can imagine then, with that has been the theme, some of the challenges that have emerged from the researchers who are effectively challenging us educators of engineers to introduce new skills skills that wouldn't be sort of typically top of an engineering curriculum agenda. But the need for engineers to develop active listening and empathy skills is very important, particularly in some areas in humanitarian engineering, when working with communities to co-develop solutions. But also these skills are important in some of the more traditional activities like infrastructure development that in some cases have become quite contentious when we think of electricity pylons, renewable fuels infrastructure, wind farm development. So this suggests that we need to incorporate teaching from the humanities and social sciences. We do have a tradition of drawing on the physical and chemical sciences as foundational courses for engineers. And also we introduce our engineering students to management and business topics. But this suggests drawing also from humanities and the social sciences. And of course, the challenge that raises then is what can we remove to make place for these? Another dimension of...
We're going to leave it there, Brian. We have to leave it there because there's another story we have to do in just a moment. But Professor Brian O'Gallagher, Director of MARAI, the SFI Research Centre for Energy, Climate and the Marine, thank you very much.
Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show. Sponsored by ESB. Working towards a brighter energy future. ESB.ie.